Welcome to the Liberation Industries role-playing podcast and our chaotic new episode of our Apocalypse World game, Frozen City. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the podcast, please be advised that it contains adult themes, coarse language, and a great deal of box wine consumption. If you find this offensive, please tune out now. And with that, strap on your tinfoil hats for Miracle Makers of the Frozen City. Alright, so newbies, we're going to kick you off. Alright, the snow kicks up in the frozen city. Birdie, who is the person in your immediate following that you trust most?
Just Llama.
Huh? Oh, she's with you.
You trust me?
Okay. I was thinking more your little crew, but yeah, is Llama with you? Have you holed up in her workshop for as the blizzard has gotten worse?
Am
I allowed to ask her a question before I answer that?
Okay.
Are we sort of in the know of the booby traps in your area?
Yeah.
Do we know where to go and where not to go?
Yeah, okay. I know, so you can't walk around on your own.
Okay, so you escort us blindfolded?
No, but like you could learn, but we probably won't stay long enough.
Okay, okay.
All right, so yeah.
So yes, I wouldn't say hold up. I would say we are temporarily regrouping before moving on to the next place.
All right, I see basically you and in your little party wagon, who else, name a person. Give me a name to work.
A new person.
Yeah. We're going to build someone who's not a character, not a player, so.
God, how do you come up with names?
String two stupid words together.
Mm.
Just go back to your list.
Whacknut.
Stingray. Who is Stingray?
We already have Whacknut.
There's a name already, Stingray.
Who's Stingray? And why do they stand out amongst your followers to you?
A young boy who has lost everything, like most other people, but has taken it even harder than everyone else around us, and so has put his entire life into my hands so I can play him like a puppet.
Right.
So I have more sway over him, but he's still very intelligent and can read situations very well. So even though he can't read people very well, he can read situations.
See,
I don't know what that comparison is referring to.
You're the small boy in Sweeney Todd.
Alright.
That sounds about right.
It's a little orphan boy who gets taken in by Mrs. Lovett, and even though she's one of the villains, he is like completely trusts her beyond anything, and will do. And he's smart and resourceful, and will do practically anything for her.
Alright, so I see you approaching the large metal doors of the workshop, and you sort of hammer on them in the time-honored tradition of someone entreating as the snow gets deeper and deeper around you. So you hammer three times, at which point Stingray sort of leaps forward and just starts hammering constantly. He says, "Hey, you gotta open the door! Someone open the door! Didn't you hear the leader said to open the door?" He's sort of standing in front of you and hammering away.
But that wouldn't have the secret password, because there's actually a very specific series of knocks in order to show Llama that we're the right people, that she's expecting us, and that we know.
Oh, shit,
we're
I'm dead, aren't I? Not the pointy spikes! I'm backing away, what should I do, boss?
There's this another part of the hand, of the knock that sort of resets it. There's a reset button! There's a reset button!
Press the button on over the time! Except clearly the most paranoid person ever.
So this is just your front fucking door.
Again.
It's not just a metal door.
I push Stingray out
it's
of the
paranoid
way,
in
and
this
I do the proper knock.
What is it? Give us the proper knock.
Oh, God.
On the table.
Shave and a haircut.
No.
On the table, Bron.
Okay. You sort of pop up. I sort of see you sleeping on a work desk and just sort of popping up from under a layer of frost.
Yeah. I come to the door. It's one of those big rolling sliders, and I've got so much junk around me that most of it's leaning up against the door. So I really don't want to have to open it. So I knock the knock back.
What was that knock again?
I don't remember.
You fall on the spikes and die.
It was. Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah. And then wait.
Are you alright, Liz?
Yes.
I've given you the extra poof of the poof, though.
I moved. The counterweight changed.
Are you okay?
Do I need to, like, make sure that I'm more towards the back?
No, no, just sit.
Alright. So the door knocks back at you. What do you do?
Open fire.
This is why you don't get to talk now. I pass along the proper reply to
open the
Okay, so there's like a little door inside my door because nobody wants to open the whole thing.
fair enough.
So I open it and I stick my head out and I look at her.
Stingray tries to pop his head in. It's snowing out here! You gotta... Statement of the century, but it's always snowing out here.
And I say, well, you can't bring it in here. So I hand them some dry clothes and they have to change outside in the snow.
We're a very comfortable friend group. We've already seen everything there is to see. We experimented, so we're all very comfortable.
Yeah.
It's the proper safety gear for inside as well, so you want it. Okay, and
like
then I'll let you in.
So we're allowed.
Yeah, hard hats. And that's it. I've just handed them a bunch
one,
of hard hats.
One person at a time, so that you can actually sort of look everyone in the
but
eye
it has to
before
be you
they
first.
Walk in the door.
Because you're the only one I know by face.
I
so
vouch
you have to come in first, and then
they're
you have
very,
to
they're very
still
loyal
not coming
group,
in first.
So I vouch for all of the followers behind me. I think it's approximately 20.
Yep, you got
approximately
about
20.
Yes.
I don't think my workshop's big enough.
Like I said, she's got a bit
also,
of a party.
Yeah, and remember, I've got booby traps. You don't want to step in the wrong place. So I'm bringing
you
in.
You might lose some followers
time,
in here.
Really, really carefully.
Are you the hoarder?
She's the savvy head. Alright, so all of them go through, you sort of wave them through and you sort of position them very specifically around the workshop. Left outside is Mojo in his, like, salt and pepper moustache poking out through his balaclava.
He's actually our security guy.
And he realized that he has refused to take off his clothing to come inside.
This wasn't part of the deal, Bertie. No. If I thought I was gonna get naked in the snow, then I would not have signed up for this. Things were good when the mushrooms were many, but now the mushrooms are few. What do you say to that?
Far too sober for this shit.
Three hands reach out to fill the wine glass.
You said it, Roman. You mean you? It's alright.
Don't worry.
So I tell him he's allowed to come in, but only if he goes through the proper procedure.
The mushrooms must flow.
So, yeah,
mushrooms. It's like my papa said, you don't
you
get naked in the snow.
Mushrooms.
That's how you die. I don't want to die today, Bertie.
You're having a snow bath.
And you've been good to us.
I reach into my pocket. I do carry a stash of mushrooms with me. I never tell anybody where they've come from, but they are... My pockets are bottomless in that sense.
Mm, yeah, you're covered in drugs.
Yeah. So, I hand.
I think I love you,
Mojo. A handful of mushrooms, and tell him that I'll come back in 10 minutes. Tell him I'll come back in 10 minutes, and if he's changed into his clothes, he can come in, with Lemma's permission.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise. He's gonna have to sleep outside.
Yeah.
And
snow,
we know, it's not just the snow, there are other things out there.
The snowworms.
The snowworms
may exist.
It's his choice.
So he takes the mushrooms and puts them in his little pipe, and it sort of licks them as he goes along in this conversation. It's like, yep.
He puts them in his pipe and then he licks them.
Yeah, he licks them out of the bowl of the pipe. Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah. Like, I'll see how this is. You've been good to us so far, Bertie.
It's
but
cool.
I need not go into the crazy person lair. Crazy people in there. And anybody who's not crazy will see my argument also. Will not be talking again. And the door sort of ominously closes, and you open it again 10 minutes later, expecting him at the door, and he's just empty snowfield. And your followers sort of glance awkwardly at each other and think, how secure are we? How do you respond to all these strangers in your...
I'm freaking out.
Why did you... How do you two know each other that mean you would let her party bus into your private space?
Well, she buys mushrooms from me.
Oh, yes, you grow them, don't you?
She's...
What does the inside of your workshop look like?
Oh, so it's has a controlled growing environment.
So you've got a big sort of, hydroponics rig in the middle.
Yeah, it's all sort of the plastic on the outside.
keeps the cold out, yeah.
Yeah, and but that's just one section of it. At the front, there's just so much junk you can't believe. Because I have a junkyard of raw materials. So, like, I just go out scavenging sometimes.
So is it like a warehouse? Or?
Yeah, well, I just like things.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say it's as organized as a warehouse. It's piles of stuff, but I know how it's organized.
As to like the frame of it, is it a warehouse or is it an old apartment building?
It's not
or is
as
this...
big as a warehouse. It's like a barn.
Like an old storage?
Yeah, like an old barn with the big curved roof.
Ah, right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so yeah.
And then booby traps.
So yeah. As each person comes in, I sort of imagine that you sort of... ferry them to a particular point in between
benches.
Yes, they're
all sort of scattered around.
Yeah,
and
you try and stack some of them.
Yeah. You sit here, you sit on his lap, don't move.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm okay as long as I can control where they stand.
Okay, yeah. All right, there is a... Mojo is gone. Mojo has wandered off into the snow.
Mojo lasted a long time.
Crosses off a name.
Maybe she'll get back her Mojo. One day she'll get back her Mojo.
That's fine. Not to be confused with hers.
Yeah.
You got it.
Everything's all right.
Rebalance.
One, two, three.
All right. You all right? Yes, you.
Taking my pain.
Oh, well.
Things should get interesting.
Right, you,
your creativity goes from about here to about here.
Yeah, you see.
Purely visual for the listeners.
Incoherent speech.
You see Burger, who you attempt to stack on top of Ralphie. Burger is a sort of slight red-headed woman in like just layers and layers of faux fur. And she sort of tries to climb off Ralphie onto one of your hydroponics rigs. What do you do?
Pick her up by the armpits, because I'm pretty big and brawny.
You're pretty big and brawny? It's like...
Well, I have a strange body, so I'm just imagining, like, the hugest woman you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. All right.
She's pretty big.
Yeah. She's pretty big.
Yeah.
I've seen some big women.
I don't mean, like...
Excuse me.
Okay, moving on.
As you were.
And
so I'm assuming a sort of level of lady pro wrestler at this stage.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, she would have had the fake tan that accentuated the muscles and everything.
Yeah, but no, tans are expensive these days.
Yeah, no, she's pretty white right now.
They do that.
Yeah. But I haven't got the materials for that.
Yeah,
anyway.
In the endless winter.
In the endless winter, tans are monopolized.
Holding, what was the name of the person I'm holding?
And that's Burger.
I'm holding Burger. God, I want to eat it. And I decide that if it... She? He?
Oh, yeah, it's a young woman, yeah.
Oh, she?
She took off the snow mask upon coming inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, say, well, if you're not going to stay there and move her to another place, very sort of an on top of three people.
All right. Yeah. Well, you try to pick her up and she starts screaming that, "Yeah, get off me! Your skin's made of snakes! You're made of snakes! Everything is snakes! What are you doing?" What do you do?
Just hit her over the head.
That sounds like a seize by force.
It's alright, you can just look to me. They're dedicated to me, so I can just snap my fingers and they can...
Yeah, but like... I'm
or
not
you
that
can wallop
in on
one.
It. I just want to wallop one.
All right, yeah. Are you, okay, so what you're seizing is order in your workshop.
Mm.
So roll plus hard, and I will give you the sheet. Where did the sheet go?
Six. plus hard.
Where's
is
the move
minus
sheet?
One, so five.
This is gonna be bad.
Ah, here it is. Okay, I've got the move sheet. It's all right. But since it's low, that's bad.
cool.
Okay, so there's a moment where you sort of whack a one over the head, and she sort of goes limp for a second, and then screams, "Snakes!" At which point, pandemonium erupts, and benches start getting turned over, and chaos is all around you.
Oh, that's no.
Not good.
On the subject of chaos being all around you, you three remain in a particular fast food restaurant amidst a pile of corpses. Pedro nurses his brother, Romero, who is bled to death from a neck wound.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, you buried Romero in a snowdrift.
Yeah.
Okay.
Under the permafrost to stop Fuckface from eating him.
What?
Pedro had considered eating him.
He was trying to.
You don't know this, by the way. Yeah.
in brief movie flashback, Pedro throws Romero at some murderous clowns, cutscene to, "Oh no, I'm dead, you cunt."
He had cancer.
So it was okay to sacrifice him.
He then tried to convince Barbariana that that Pedro was Romero and Romero was in fact Pedro. Because Barbariana and Pedro had an altercation once where... She defended him and his posse or whatever. Something happened and she was left bleeding out in the snow. She did him a favor and he just fucked off to let her die. So she doesn't think very highly of him.
Having buried Romero and with the snow kicking up around you,
shift back.
The three of you are in the lobby of a bloodstained fast food restaurant. Dent sees a mask, a silicon mask strung on Barbariana's belt. Barbariana sees Pedro on top of a rather beat-up looking sports car, and Pedro is a fucking jerk.
Is my car okay?
What? The car is... Well, you haven't tried to start it again after driving it into all those clowns. What do you do?
I try to start my car so that we can continue on our journey with the atomic bomb.
I forgot about that.
There is an atomic bomb in the boot.
Yeah.
And you drove at clowns.
Yeah.
And drove at clowns.
Alright, everybody in the car.
Alright, so Pedro.
Bomb in the car.
Pedro jumps into the car through one of the broken windows. What do you guys do? How do you feel about Pedro being there in a car and alive?
Well,
I'm okay with it.
The hand wielding the machete twitches a little bit.
What's wrong? I just left you to die. I didn't kill you.
The machete is thrown at the back of the driver's chair and embeds itself through the back of the headrest.
Are you actually attempting to harm Pedro, or is this more of...
more of a threat.
Yeah. Okay.
Just take it as read. It's like, that's my rebuttal to you. I didn't kill you, I just left you to die. That's the non-verbal fuck you and shut the hell up.
Seems valid.
Next time with a grenade launcher.
Yeah, next time I have a grenade launcher.
She does, yes.
Yeah, she does.
She has the last grenade launcher left in human civilization.
How many grenades do you have? All of them. Again, how many grenades?
As many as there are.
Forever and ever grenades.
Many.
Sufficient is the answer,
She has the bag from Mary Poppins full of grenades.
The idea is that I have the grenade launcher, ergo I have the grenades.
Yeah, it's cool. It just doesn't come into question.
So,
cool.
Alright, Dent, you see a mask on a belt.
Yes.
Same thing with me.
What do you do?
How old Marmy can drive.
Well, I bet a question about Barbariana.
I thought
where did you get in the face?
Oh, I picked it up downtown when I arrived.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Shunhut the ever-living came up with her buddies, tried to take my grenade launcher. Everybody is after my fucking grenade launcher.
You would be.
Tried to take it from me. We had a little disagreement. And the ever-living is no more, and now I have her face.
Well, just to be clear, I'm not after your grenade launcher. All I want is shrooms.
Good for you. Mm. Because a little altercation between you and me over the grenade launcher will not end well for you.
I was just...
He does have a car if you want that. I mean,
I don't want his car.
It's a pretty nice car. It's a functioning car.
Is it a functioning car?
Are you kidding?
Oh, so I turned it on?
No, the front seat has been modded so a fucking marmot can drive it. You think I can fit in there?
It wasn't modded.
It wasn't modded.
So magically I can drive it.
Creative camera angles.
So I turn it on and it's working.
Yeah, it sort of sputters a bit. Like the, it's you realize from the pointy arrow of light that it's getting low on fuel.
Was there a petrol station nearby?
No, we just happened to be in a drive-through, which looks a lot like a petrol
station. That's right. Yeah, drive-through and petrol station are different.
Does the car work on cooking oil?
We can use the
oil that they tried to fry October in.
Yeah, right, so thanks for that.
You guys don't know that you guys haven't even checked to see if I'm still there.
We came in.
No, we checked and you were gone, didn't we?
Yeah, you fucked off when they get the oil. When they know the car works, they'll
get to you.
You got dragged off by a bunch of people.
Alright, so yeah, let's refine the oil so that we can use it in the car and fill it up. Is that okay? What do you want to be doing? Like, what's your motive?
Well, I don't know.
Do you want to join us on this journey?
I want to ask you for the mask.
I was actually on my way to see Mother Superior, and I lost my traveling companion, Marla. She was around someplace. But
where were we taking the bomb?
You were trying to find Kronos, who may have been able to turn it into a power source, may just be a crazy person in a mask like this guy.
Oh, so
okay.
That's fine. Just don't try and get the law too much.
There's no law, just make up whatever you feel
like. No, but like you mention people like you.
I mention someone, it's an equal chance that they have not been mentioned before and we just accept that they're totally real. Kronos at this point is, you know, apparently kind of mechanically minded. May just be a crazy person in a mask, like this one.
Yeah, there's certain characters we've heard of that we've never met.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
How desperate are you to get to Mother Superior?
It might not even exist.
Well, that's... Well, I just blew in from out of town after, like, finding out what happened to that kid.
Oh.
Who got eaten by giant radioactive wolves.
Who I then killed. And am now wearing the pelt of the alpha.
Because it's metal.
She's a killing machine!
I have my own fucking theme song. Barbariana!
She's a killing machine!
That's great. I love it.
Anyway.
I don't need to do anything. You guys
are... So, I met up with Marla and I was heading towards Mother Superior because...
That's where money is.
Because that's where the bounty was being paid from.
My name is Dave. Make love to me, puny man.
And then I ran into Shumhart the Ever-Living, who tried to take my shit and I took her face instead.
Mm.
And then Paolo and the skinhead clown fuckers tried to take my shit and I busted a Houdini on them.
Mm.
And then I ended up with you guys, so... You can drive me.
Okay, we'll drive you. Is that okay? It's not like we were really that desperate to help bloody...
Fucking October.
October.
Well, you are looking for her.
Well, we tried once. We
tried many times.
A lot
you
of
jump
clowns.
Out of the car, you're on your own.
I have a feeling
you're going to die. Yeah, no, she jumped out of the car,
nobody
then we
cares.
Went and killed a bunch of clowns to find her.
And
she just fucking wandered off.
Again.
Fucking...
Alright,
like,
look, well,
tried.
I'll make you a trade. Pedro, I'll make you a trade. In return for not killing you.
Sounds
and
good.
And assisting with your Let's Find October thing, you can drive me over to Mother Superior's.
That's pretty sweet. That's a good deal.
They're not killing you this time.
Oh.
If you fuck up any of the conditions of this deal, the next time I see you, you become a hat.
Alright, do you want to come with us, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
So sold on the idea.
The car zips
out.
Okay.
But what do you say? Because I want Shemhut's face.
So you sort of both climb into the to frame this. You sort of both climb into the back seat of the car. It's like I want that face.
Pretty much that.
You're not a god.
Uh-huh. Well, I peeled this face off its owner fair and square, so, unless you have some real good thing to barter with, staying with me.
Jim doesn't have any fucking bottom.
Flex and roll seduce manipulate.
Hot! Can I roll hot? Yeah.
Can I roll Barbariana ignoring the fucker?
You can interfere. Your interfere with Dent roll is +2. You roll hex to screw up people. You can attempt to seduce manipulate if you like. If the leverage is dense buff body,
buff disgusting body, by the way. Yeah.
His face is gruesome.
Behind all the car parts.
I've got the mask on now.
Seduce.
I'm gonna
the
roll to.
Oh yeah, you don't want
to
see him.
All right, roll ignore. Alright, that's 10 total, so that's a -2 to Dent, which makes, I think, a -3 in total.
But I get my hex, don't I, as well as a bonus?
No, you don't get your hex as a bonus. This is just a flat seduce manipulate.
It was
zero.
That's a 3.
So I just kind of like the idea that... and she goes... I'm gonna pretend to do
this. This is like a Johnny Bravo moment.
I think she has to vomit when she sees it.
For the sake of both of us, I'm gonna pretend I didn't see you do that.
It gets
just
awkward.
Too embarrassing.
Yeah,
wow.
It gets awkward.
Wow.
You sort of like, oh no, is it getting hot in here?
She rolls down the window next year. She gets so cold. So fair. So you feel better? I thought you would.
My nuts are sticking to the radiator. Ratman, bring the spatula. There is unsticking to be done.
He's driving. He can't bring motoring.
Yep.
Again, purely visual.
Oh, Saisky.
Hard move registered, and yes, you drive past and you see members of the Shingles gang, who are the rooftop psychos we mentioned earlier, just watching you as the car drives past. They don't make their move yet.
I can't. Ah!
But you do see Polo with his clown tattooed face watching you.
My work.
Yeah, yeah. So, and on the topic of October's work. You are dragged bodily in a fucking people-sized duffel bag back to the unliving hideout, the giant tent that sits in the middle of the Winter City. You are wrenched out of the bag, your arms and legs sort of held between a gang of cultists. Jenny is at the head of the group and is like, Master, we have returned with the captive! And Wicked, now leader of the Undying, sitting in full heavy metal style, her sort of dirty blonde hair running down her Amazonian shoulders, on a throne of car parts with, like, a two pikes of skulls that are on fire on either side of her.
Where is she fueling this fire from?
People fat, generally.
Cool.
That's their kicker.
Right.
Cannibals,
yeah.
Right?
Cannibals, right? They do nothing without using dead people.
Yeah, it's
Well, you know, waste not, want.
And in this pool of piggy-smelling smoke and terrifying cultists, October, you took your sweet time.
I read a person.
Read away. You may have mark experience.
I'm...
What? Are you reading Wicked?
Wicked, yes.
I figured you would be.
7, yes, it's you, above... Yes.
Yeah, you
finally.
Get one
7,
question.
Plus one. 8.
You get one question from the reader person list as the conversation goes on, so you can hang on to it for later if you prefer.
Yes.
Took your sweet time.
Change dice.
You want?
Alright, what does Wicked wish I'd do? What do you want from me?
I want you to honor our agreement, October.
I'm unclear on this agreement.
Soak your dark blessings into your body and spread it as you agreed with our former master.
On my body...
Take her to my bedchamber.
What? You were a woman.
They're both women.
No,
no, like you.
Hold on. I'll give you a tattoo.
Hold on.
October is still carrying a vial of the plague that the.
Hold on. Before I go, does anyone want a tattoo? before I go?
Shackle her aggressively.
You're a tattoo artist in addition to being a tattoo enthusiast?
Yes. Obviously
I'm more of a tattoo artist than enthusiast.
He's also an enthusiast, clearly.
Yes.
His first thought when somebody is dragging him away to be shackled is to tattoo them. He's an enthusiast as well as an artist.
It's the ultimate artistic experience. Tattoo
at this stage,
death.
Nobody wants tattoos.
He says to his executioner, "Hey, would you like a tattoo?"
Unless
you
have some,
you know, I could tattoo an axe on you right before. I mean, come on.
And you're saying this as Jenny is carrying you off and punching you in the kidneys.
You're being shackled to be Wicked's bitch, okay? You have no choice in this fact.
Okay.
No, what do you do?
They aren't listening to you.
Like,
they
resist for
ink isn't going to get you enough.
The default uniform of the Undying is like pure black. Like overcoats and balaclavas with skulls painted on them, so you can't actually see any of their skin.
Tattoos don't really a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I answered
the fact that Wicked no longer wears her mask is a defining feature.
Mm.
That and she's 6.5 feet tall and, you know, has fucking heavy metal hair. So.
And is currently having you changed to her bed.
That's
that
a biggie too.
That would also be a memorable thing.
You mean?
What, that isn't a normal sassy thing for you?
Alright, you're being...
I did not say that.
Change
to
the bed of a heavy metal queen?
Not,
yeah, actually, that's fairly normal.
Jack, you're being carried off. October, what do you do?
Hey?
Or do you just let it happen?
You could flail.
Hey, no,
there's a hint being
pretty much your only option at this point.
Seduce or seize by force.
Decisions.
Pretty simple.
And then she would go, and drop you, and you could make your escape.
What was that? Do it.
Okay,
do that.
So, I wait till we're in Wicked's bedchamber.
It's a half-blown-out sort of side of a building. It does have a sort of vaguely rotten-looking four-poster bed with chains around it.
Now, it's just Jenny and me.
No, it's like six people.
Oh.
What?
Jenny and her goon squad and you.
Jenny and the whole goon squad that...
They're dragging you towards the bed, yes.
Who's Jenny?
Jenny is a cultist.
She's an unpleasant person.
Yeah.
She literally is.
Not
like,
fans.
I have not had a nice moment with Jenny.
No,
every time she's like, "Oh, we need to do this," and like, "No," and she's like, "Well, I'm going to cut you then."
But she's a really nasty woman.
So, do you want to kill her then?
With other people around.
They'll be scared. If you kill her, good,
why you're
they'll be scared.
Not offering to make a sculpture of them out of junk.
All right.
Doesn't have any junk right now.
So you're being dragged to
the
bed.
What do you do?
No, I'm going. I feel like I'd have better luck with lockpicking than fighting off seven people with hidden knives.
All right. So yes, they.
I lay low.
They sort of dump you down on the bed and shackle your arms and ankles. And they all sort of wander out, and Jenny sort of, as she approaches the door, she sort of does the watching you fingers.
I've got you right where I want you, Jenny.
Says October, shackled to the bed. Beautiful.
I'll be talking to you later.
You make good choices.
All right.
Look at your life, look at your choices.
And on the subject of choices, you let these people into your warehouse, Lemma.
Oh, I did.
And they are running riot. They're turning over benches. One guy is into the soybeans, just chewing the leaves. You're watching this go on. I suspect, Birdie, that you're vaguely hazy, but you do notice that your followers are acting up.
in a booby-trapped room with a paranoid.
Correct!
Builder?
Who is your only source of housing currently?
What do you... And this question goes to both of you. What do you do?
I'm holding as many of them as physically possible.
Okay.
And then...
Oktoberfest beer maiden with headlocks.
Yes. Yeah, <two. laughs>
And do we know if there are any other groups of people in the area?
You've got a pretty good idea. You're a long way from the lake. You know that a little way to the... direction's hard because you never really see the sun. But probably a little way to the east, there is the creepy circus tent full of cannibals.
So you don't want to go to there. You want to be here.
Yeah, to the south.
I have many offerings.
To the east, the cannibals. To the south, those weirdos who build rope bridges and hang out on the roofs all the time.
That's the shingles.
And they do grow your mushrooms, for the most part. So
I grow
so
mushrooms
we have
too.
We have a tentative...
You're on trading terms with the shingles? The undying may eat you at the drop of a hat.
Is she Mother Superior?
No, she's not.
Okay.
Particularly
in that case,
you don't...
I realize that
you're
like, I don't want to
change
in
leadership
with another group, and channel some of this excess energy that is obviously going around.
Mm-hmm.
And fixing
given that we have such a powerful psychic presence, I'm going to try and gather everyone up,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to try and channel that
mm-hmm.
into something
constructive,
slightly more productive.
Oh, please fail and channel it into snakes. Oh, that would be great.
Are we rolling for weird?
Yeah, she's rolling.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you trying to work out?
You tell me what you do. You're putting people in headlocks.
I'm putting people in headlocks and then into a cupboard.
Oh, you're trying to lock them
yeah.
in a closet.
One at a time.
You act under fire, the fire being the continued rampaging of the mob.
Cool.
So you roll plus cool.
Oh, so I.
You want to give them a really.
Oh no, because you're spooky
roll.
Intense.
Don't worry about it.
You roll
put
weird
them,
instead of cool.
You can roll a weird instead.
Flailing,
yeah.
It's the same. Booby
yeah.
trapper
and
the
you're both highlighted.
Mm.
Yeah.
You just want
and
cats are good because they're like the cat and cow yoga pose.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, all fours on the ground. You're not.
Eight
plus weird, so plus two.
Ten.
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 All right. Yes, you begin very efficiently putting people into cupboards and locking them there.
You get to mark one spot of experience rolling one of your highlighted.
Oh, okay, cool.
Others are just like, dang.
Which, speaking of,
like
I rolled for sharks.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
So, alright, as the situation is unfolding, Birdie, you see... Lemma throw a couple of people into a cupboard and lock them there with like just barring the door. She choke slams someone into a steamer trunk and closes it and then sort of pushes it out a window. But like
so
it's all
gone.
very sort of.
No, they're still around. They're just in the steamer trunk outside.
It's very sort of I imagine quite mechanical almost.
Outside our mind.
You've got like a robot production line sort of thing going on. It's like, no, you here.
I'm organized.
Yeah,
I know all the spaces.
Complete with sort of robot level power of just lifting and throwing. What do you do? Your cult is running rampant. They're being contained by the savvy head, but not
still,
in necessarily in a good way.
It's fine for me, but it's not reflective.
She's still made
of
snakes.
I am not made of snakes.
Oh, I've got weird.
The general rumor is that she is made of snakes.
In that case, yes. I sort of start the process. Signal to those in the immediate area
mm-hmm.
that we are sort of connecting. We're locking our brains into the same network. That you know, we're pretty tuned in. We know how. We can talk pretty easily.
Right.
Does this signal come with a noise?
Yes, it does have to come with the noise because
yeah.
there are some people who are out
like
of my direct line of sight.
Yeah.
But as soon as they it's the psychic network as well. So it's sort of it's not really an audible noise. It's more of a signal that goes out and people just go. Oh, okay. She's
okay.
wanting to do something.
So what does
not a physical noise.
All right. So
it's a
more of a
it's
psychic,
signal.
You're not part of this
it's
experience.
A psychic signal.
Shut up on the bed. Shut up in the car.
Tune everybody in right. In the immediate area. So now we're everyone's sort of trying to figure out what the next step is.
I get the feeling there's some sort of prop that goes with it, though. Do you stand in a particular way? Do you make a particular sound? How do you catch their attention for the network to commence?
I have a clicker in my pocket.
Like the little number clickers?
Or? No, like the ones...
A dog clicker.
A dog clicker.
Oh, right.
A dog clicker.
Well, I'm not
and
a
people,
cop
again, my followers are so tuned in to that sound.
Yep.
It's almost like they've been hypnotized to activate to that sound.
Yeah,
even if it's quite...
All right, so
it's not a whistle, it's a clicker. It's it's like a piece of aluminium that just goes...
Alright, you start clicking the clicker, and yeah, they do sort of start glancing at you. It feels like frenzy you're angling for, because that does actually have the calm down option. So give me a roll plus weird, see how you go. And you also get to mark experience, because weird is good. So you're clicking away, 6 plus 2 is 8, so...
The clicker goes up. And it's like, oh, the leader's speaking. Okay. And they all sort of begin to potter back. And they all sit, I feel, in a very neat circle around you.
Is there a big enough space in your workspace for us to sit in a circle?
Only in the center of the hydroponics.
So amongst the mushrooms and the soybeans and the fucking marijuana.
That's okay. They're under control. They're calm.
They're in a neat little
And
circle.
They respect me, so I can tell them to keep their grimy little paws off your shit.
Including my mushrooms.
Except for the steamer trunk that some of them still reside in.
We'll get them later.
So we're closer to like,
they still heard the click,
so we're
though.
Closer to like 15 people.
But the ones in the cupboard and the steamer trunk
Let
are
me
like,
out, I need to get back to
the
circle.
They're
like,
trying to get to the circle and
no,
you can just hear scratching.
You can
they're scratching. They
fine.
Feel like they're in the circle. They're in their little confined spaces. They've crossed their legs.
Alright, so they're sitting neatly in a circle. What do you do?
So finally, we can discuss why you're
why
here.
The hell you?
It's taken a while to get here.
Backstory.
Like, I already let you in.
No, there must be. Is there something that we can do for you?
I'm pretty sure you're here to get something from me. Like, I feel I'm the one with the things.
You're in my house. What are you
doing?
We
established that the rope.
Oh, the shingles.
Bridge,
the guys who live on the rope.
Are my source?
Yeah,
maybe.
You're looking for a new source.
Oh,
and I've got other things. I've just got mushrooms.
If I switch over to you as my primary source, and that frees me up for anything, do you have anything against the shingles?
Ooh. What do they do again?
They live on rooftops. They build weird rope bridges. They settle most of their disputes by throwing people off roofs.
I definitely have something against them because I like scavenging stuff.
Didn't
I
find
I've got
out
a
that shrooms
and they are competition.
And they're
so
competition.
They,
and also they're up there and I'm trying to get stuff down here and they like to throw things
didn't
at me sometimes.
Didn't I find out that they were their shrooms were dying?
Not a fan.
Their shrooms were dying from
see,
the radiation.
See, you're just the loner in the thing. And
yeah,
like, oh,
I'm just the one. I just want to get on with my shit.
They don't even do it right. They like scavenge.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing with the stuff that they're scavenging, and sometimes they take the good stuff without knowing
what
it is.
What are you building at the moment, by the way?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, it can be anything you want in a badly post-industrial society.
Time machine! It's not going to be a time machine.
Do not put a time machine into this situation right now. Hovercraft, made of dildos. By which I say, do make a time machine, because that would be awesome.
Maybe later.
It's time for the apocalypse.
I need binions.
All right.
So because I want to expand. All
right. So
not
you've
say,
got,
you
you've
need
got
my labor force.
I need your labor force.
And
in exchange for just
a controlled
drug supplies.
Labor force.
Well, materials and
mine's
expertise.
Way better than the stuff that
you've
got.
Like, do you want us to be distributing
Look.
Your goods and acting as middlemen to getting the
hash it out, negotiate this, like work it out.
Into
yeah,
because
I don't really like outside's not really a place
they
I
did
do.
Trash
no.
the place
so,
little, just so you know.
So I pretty much stay here a lot. So like you know the hydroponics is going really well, but getting it out
out there's not really
so
happening.
Are you wanting to just sort of have enough for your workforce, or are you wanting to distribute to the greater population, or to have more people under your influence, or sort of rely on
just looking for like a way to make this thing that was at first like a hobby, because I needed to make food, so like, you know, I was growing my own food and everything, and I was pretty self-sustained, but it kind of got to the point where I had the wherewithal to make it bigger. So I did.
Basically just feed the workforce.
Why?
Feed the workforce and just generally like,
are you wanting us to go out and gather more things for you? Like in exchange for which you can
why would you
armor?
Feed us? Yeah, why would you why would I feed you? Yeah, at the moment I'm offering an awful lot.
Yeah.
You guys both have psychic abilities,
psychic
and I feel
powers.
Like this negotiation could take place on a psychic realm.
So
as well.
One of my things is things speak, so I like touch stuff and it tells me stuff. I mean, I ask him, but...
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
She's telemetric?
Yes, she's telemetric.
That's fucking badass!
Yeah.
I want to be telemetric! Why
yeah, well,
can't I be?
Next
because you've
you
got the grenade launcher!
You've got a grenade launcher!
I would love to have psychic conversations.
You can talk to your fucking grenade.
Oh my god, later on, at some point when we meet up, we're going to find out the history of that grenade
yeah,
launcher.
Next time you improve, you can take a move from another place. So.
Oh!
All right, so what agreement do you guys come to?
So I need a workforce, but you have to do what I say. Like, it has to be, like, you know, you've seen how paranoid I am.
I'm the one with the power over the people, though.
Yeah, but you need the food from me, because you can get mushrooms off the jingle
yeah,
guys.
To feed her people?
But
why
like,
does she care about her people?
Because they're all her power.
Yeah. She uses
they're all, it's all well and good to have a magic clicker, but if you've got no people to click.
There's a
you
lot of people in this room.
Sure
there's another point,
do.
Which is why
they
doesn't
just
she just kill you and take your shit?
Because she doesn't know how to run my hydroponics
it,
lab. I got to teach
her. Is convention referring to our concept of convention or the convention of the time that we're living in?
Where
it is apocalypse time, so I mean, take that as you will. Civilization, as you understand it, is living under a leader who has a pack of murder psychos who will kill you if you disobey. So,
I will feed you if you help me expand my workshop.
Is that an ongoing thing, or do you have a final point that you're wanting to
I need
get
you
to
leave at least two of them with me at all times. It's your choice which two, but I need to be able to, like,
that's
wrangle cool. them. So you're going to need to, like, teach me the clicker thing.
Could it be myself and one other? Because they aren't... They're less
yeah,
my
it could
minions.
Be yourself and one
like,
other.
They're less my minions and
but
more
you
my
can't
speed.
Stay here constantly. Like, you need to
so
go out.
She's asking
so
you to trade
I'm on,
people, basically.
I'm on
yeah,
equal
slavery.
Footing.
Still slaves to her.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, like, I just need them as my minions. I don't need them to be, like, partners with me. They're just going to do
partners
my...
partners with me.
That's
my situation.
They're
my
so
they're
not your
partners,
people.
Partners.
So you're all
this
equal.
So I'm the leader.
Oh.
But I'm not like everyone is under my thumb.
It's a commune, it's
leader.
Not a cult.
It is, yeah. That's the better way to describe it.
It's
yes.
a commune.
But I'm still the leader of the commune.
That's not how communes work.
It's
a cult. Okay.
And communes do have leaders, but anyway.
You know, I'm the one that takes the initiative
okay.
to actually get shit.
I'm not going to teach you how to run my hydroponics lab, because then why would you need me?
So, that's probably a pretty smart way to go about it.
Yeah,
and
so...
I suggest something to help
this
mediate
some
this.
Go,
so,
do it.
So.
Says, Stingray at this point.
So, here's how I see it, right?
Oh no!
Yeah,
it's my worst nightmare. People doing English accents. Go.
You what?
Governor. What
right.
we're doing, Governor? Have a cup of tea.
Okay, so you
put your British passport down. Do you have one of those?
I
let's
do,
go. Yeah,
cool.
So,
you're allowed to talk.
I've got a British passport too.
But I'm speaking.
Bronwyn brought up the British passports. Yell at her.
So, Lima?
Lemma.
Lemma. Lemma needs minions and people to help her expand. So basically you want some people to be your workforce for foraging stuff, getting all the good things away from the shingles game.
Yeah.
And
helping you expand your workspace so that you can make more rad stuff and bigger hydroponics, get your product out there. In return for which you're offering...
drugs.
You're offering...
food and drugs.
A cut of the drugs and...
I can look after your armor and stuff. And
yeah,
make cool tech. And...
you can give them decent tech and do upgrades and whatever as your operation expands.
But you don't want us to actually be there for an extended period of time.
No, I don't mind some of your minions being there.
In a pinch, what we've got. Lemma is asking
do you
for
have a political science degree?
What do you offer?
You're doing good.
What do you offer her?
Food and shelter.
We just covered that.
Okay, so that has
We just covered this
four times.
Do you agree, or do you storm the fuck out of there?
So,
you can go if you want.
No, I think we agree.
It's a decent deal.
I think it's the shelter that really clenches it.
You know, if you storm the fuck to the cannabis
Excuse me.
We don't want to go anywhere near there.
Nobody wants to come near you.
If you make the clincher on this deal that... she helps you guys build some kind of some kind of shelter, home, fort, base, whatever.
That has slightly fewer booby traps in it.
That's nearby.
Your choice of booby traps.
Yeah, nearby to your workshop and your home base, but not necessarily attached to it, so that you can have minions on hand should you need them, but they don't all live in your space.
Yeah.
That's a good compromise.
If that's the compromise you make, that sounds like a decent deal.
That sounds good.
So, under the workspace rules, you can do this.
Yes.
Because you always can, it's a matter of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, you can give it with a few days, but you're gonna need a goodly pile of scrap metal from somewhere. Now, the shingles are the most obvious source of that. You do have a lot of crap, but you need, like, sheets of it, which is complicated. You
need specific things.
You need specific
the stuff. Things I've been collecting.
So, like, yeah, like I said, the shingles is the most obvious, but maybe...
Carful of murderers might be helpful, you.
Maybe it would.
What? I'd say we use our psychic powers.
Yes! Okay, so you're still picking...
We have low-level mind control over the...
Oh my god, please let me touch your stuff.
Okay. What do you want to attempt with your psychic solution, Bronwyn?
I'm just going to fall over backwards.
We are now officially trained against the shingles.
Okay,
they're going to be pissed because we've been getting our drugs from them and trading whatever, it's not particularly important. So we're turning on them, both in terms of removing our patronage, and we're trying to steal their shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we're going to need all of our collective mind power to calm them down.
It's not stealing, it's scavenging. And they don't already have it.
And
we're scavenging it from the world, we're just stopping them from murdering
us. The shingles are in an arms race trying to steal
what's going on around them. So they sort of acknowledge that their shit's being stolen,
but they're not really willing to fight back.
So it sounds like you're trying to manipulate the psychic maelstrom through Audrey.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. Roll plus weird. And so
is this like a combined weird?
Yeah, it takes her whole cult. So when you are trying to bend reality to your will, what do your followers do? Beyond popping shit tons of drugs, because they basically seem to be doing that all the time.
There is physical contact.
Mm-hmm. So they all sort of gather around.
Right, what kind of physical?
Orgy.
Orgy.
I'm getting there.
Is there orgy in my hydroponics lab, Sutton?
Interpretive dance!
Look, just putting it out there, that is basically the default.
So it's cool. No.
I would say yes,
because orgy leads to orgasm, which is theoretically, hopefully, which brings them up to an even
higher
plane.
Psychic plane.
Really?
Orgasm into psychic.
Alright.
Okay, great.
So you're, okay, yeah, so you're...
pretty intense energy.
After a brief interlude of interpretive dance to the clicking of your clicker, your followers start... they dance themselves into a frenzy and just sort of strip off and start having sex over whatever surface is available. Roll weird. See what happens.
No drum circle?
That's the clicking.
That's the clicking.
Dancing and sex is all you really need.
Yeah. Oh!
Holy
shit!
That's an 11.
It's like the lemons are good then.
What?
The lemnos or whatever they're called.
Shingles?
Shingles.
Where did you get lemnos from?
Lemnos is the leader of them.
Lem.
Lem.
Lem. Just Lem.
He might be Greek.
Now, yeah. he's a short, bald,
so you've got
expressive
you've got of
Greek
so
type.
You mean
if you're looking to
hey?
Sort of
no.
psychedelically freak out
know.
A bunch of people,
shingles boss? No, no, Apollo is a shingle.
Apollo
is a clown face tattooed.
He's a general.
So, yeah,
like,
you,
yes,
you're sort of
command.
Trying to overload them with static,
right.
essentially.
Okay.
So
sort of blot out what's
and he seems less
around.
Controlled,
and, yeah,
so it's probably a good idea not to
yeah.
kill Lem.
Yeah. What are you trying to do?
Oi, Mamsi speaks. As this whole shenanigan is kicking off, what does... Now, the psychic maelstrom is unique to everybody. What October sees is 1,000 crawling bugs beneath the surface of reality.
Mm.
What Pedro sees
true.
Is like a black and white noir film monologue. Full of marmots. So, we're not so sure about Dent because the mask blocks it out. So, what does the psychic maelstrom look like to Birdie? Because it's interpreted by your brain, so it can look like anything.
What's really reassuring?
Music, vortexes.
Shut up, Jack.
Candyland full of rainbows.
You're not allowed
you
to have
magic.
I'd say a meal of that particular day's
ooh.
Concept of comfort food.
Yeah. So you see the world.
So
you're interpreting it through smells and and tastes. That's interesting. Okay. So yeah, the clicking
psychic
continues.
Soup.
Psychic pie.
Right? Oh my god,
yes.
And it
the
smells good
too.
Oh.
And in honesty, the clicking goes on, and in honesty, Birdie goes blind. And, you know, like, but it's a sort of comfortable, you know, you don't need the sight. You just feel that sort
of
heartbeat through your body. And, yeah, you get that sort of warmth and comfort from having everyone around you, the skin contact, and the, you know, the just the fact that everyone is here and together.
Don't do that.
And you sort of feel that, and you. You reach out to the person you know as Lem. Now, Lem, his body feels a bit weird and insectoid, but yeah, like, yeah, you sort of reach out to him and you wrap him in that warmth.
And he's the leader of the shingles.
He's the leader of the shingles, and you wrap all the people around him in that warmth, and you know that they're all sort of reaching out and feeling that warm coziness about them, and yeah, you think that that has sort of achieved the hypnotic potential. So there you go. Your body slowly comes back to reality, and it's cold, and you can see things, and you're back in the hydroponics lab. But, yeah, you think that worked.
Who were you
it
doing
won't work
on?
For long, but,
to the
yeah.
shingles game, so
oh, okay,
take
so,
their stuff.
So that we can take their stuff.
Yeah, so
cool.
They are reasonably hypnotized by the lulling effect of a
pie.
Peaceful element of the psychic maelstrom.
The psychic
peaceful, element. Vaguely post-orgasmic level.
A peaceful slice of psychic pie.
And on the other side of the post-orgasmic pie coin... We return to the car full of murderers. You back out of the mangled remains of the fast food.
Literally what they are.
And how the fuck are you going to find October?
Oh, we were looking for...
Yeah, everything's going to a plan for me. I mean, what do you mean?
Your time to a bank,
you want. Like, we need your thing.
Who isn't at some point?
Alright.
You
all
told
right.
me to go and get your stuff.
I did. I said, if you recall, I said, in exchange for... Because I ran into you guys, I was like, what the fuck are you doing here? Well, you said, we're looking for October. I was like, right. In exchange for not killing you this time...
You While
get
you
me,
work out what you're
you get
doing,
me
I'm
to Mother Superior so I can pick up my bounty.
I want
Since
gorgeous.
We're
going
to be traveling for a while,
let's turn on some nice music.
See if we can. I will help you find October if you get.
Is
me
there
to
radio
Superior.
Station still?
So first we have to get you to Mother Superior, and then yep, great, fine with me.
Yep, I can see if she's a god too while we're at it.
Yeah.
It should be a husky.
And find
so
some grass.
I had that option. I chose followers.
At which point we wait
for
that to come back. So
Jesus,
yes, we're going to Mother
over.
Superior not
and
to save
they're
October
not
for the sake of your damn time.
Not just yet.
Okay. Yep, you're on your own for a little while.
You know what? I don't see anything going wrong.
They can't go.
You are an eternal optimist, Jack.
Yeah.
High five.
I don't know how I put up with it.
She'd kill me otherwise, so I don't have any other choice.
Yeah, I will just... The machete's in the back of the driver's seat chair. I will just run it through the rest of the way. If you
machete's in the
time.
Back?
No. Right through the back of your tiny marmot skull.
Yeah, so we're going to Mother Superior.
Oh, you're headed to Mother Superior. Okay. Good stuff. All right, well, who knows the way there? Probably Pedro to some extent. Could I have that acting under fire for actually driving through the frozen city? Yes.
Acting under fire is, what, 4, 5, 6 now?
Mad dog barking's a back.
Great, so we don't make it.
Brand new rep.
Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, you're driving along, you drive a little way, you take a corner, and you think,
Dan just starts barking at the window.
I'm heading towards the lake, I know where I'm going. And there's this sort of dull bottoming out sensation, and you look at the dial, and you realise the dial has punched the bottom line, and that the car is out of gas.
We just topped it up with oil, though!
You filled it full of oil, but it clearly doesn't like that. With your post-apocalyptic mechanical knowledge of nothing.
Wait, you said we were on the lake, right?
You're getting to... You think
what
you're
color,
heading to
what there. Color exhaust is it spitting out?
It doesn't matter, it's
dripping, so that's a bad
sign.
Oh. Purple. Purple dripping.
Just because I was unconscious when this was going on. Where is her workshop in relation to the lake and the fast food joint we just left?
It's pretty well between, yeah.
Something might be going on here.
Maybe. Look, they're not far off, so...
So, basically what you're telling me is we have an incompetent marmot driver and a tank full of oil that's really not doing the car any favours.
Essentially, yes.
And an atomic bomb in the boot.
An atomic bomb in the boot.
To be fair, I don't know where anything is compared to anything else.
It's kind of a snowy mess.
I, being the nomadic adventurer that I am, hazard that I've heard of a workshop.
Yeah. So you mentioned the workshop. You guys were going to see Kronos at some point, but...
Workshop sounds good to me, though.
Because if
ask
we,
Norman! Much quicker to drive.
If we can maybe bargain with workshop owner... With, say, for instance, the oil that we have in our car now, or the atomic bomb, which could be used as a power source.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Then maybe she can fix the car up so that we can
and
drive it.
The other thing, we were repairing the atomic bomb in order to create a glow lamps for the other Agent Orange man. So.
Yes, the Muppet.
The Muppet man, yeah.
Doc Orange,
yeah.
The beautician who is now the city's only doctor.
That's a good one. All right, so let's try and push it to your workshop. Well, I say your workshop. You
I'm
know of the workshop.
It, yeah.
We don't know how. All right.
So, what do I have to roll to see if I can get us there?
You're trying to drag the car there, or are you just trying to find your way there first?
We're pushing.
Is it about
car?
Directional brawn.
I think it's like reading a sitch to figure out the direction.
Yeah.
No, you can nut that out pretty easily. There's no danger in that. But...
We have to get the car there.
We're
so
pushing the car
to
there.
Get the car there. Yep. That's acting
I
under fire.
I have minions now.
That is very distinctly acting.
I have muscles!
Either one of you may assist Barbariana using your hex, but yes, she is acting under fire to try and haul the car in that direction.
You
I've got
have
negative
to steer.
Hex. I've got
you
negative
have to
hex.
Continue to
I
steer
will
the
help.
Because I'm just pushing,
yeah.
So...
You're right. Helping us push.
Yep.
Right, so you assist Barbariana. So roll hex, and if you succeed, she gets a plus 1.
Wow!
Yes!
Ooh,
so you get a plus 1.
Oh.
So.
Am I rolling again?
Plus cool.
Because, yeah, I got plus 3 with it.
6.
7.
Alright, so yeah, you...
8
if he's plus 1.
Yep, you, so you start...
Put your back into it!
I'll put your back into it!
That's the spirit!
Alright, yeah, so the two of you sort of open a door each and start hauling it. Pedro's
oh
just
God,
sitting behind the fucking, driver's seat.
Just shout.
Ooh. So you start pushing
with
the car
grenade launcher.
Along the battered old road. And yeah, you do see the shingles guys sort of scattered around the rooftops around you. The odd bit of roofing tile does start to fall down. It might be a coincidence.
Okay. Alright.
Gosh. Be like, fight or flight with Norman.
What are you trying to do? What are you asking Norman?
If we should go after them.
No,
aggressively, or
Norman's your face, right?
Norman's his mask. Cool. Yeah. You can ask Norman, yeah. So, yeah, with regards to the gang problem at the moment.
Yeah. 7, 9
Alright, so what was that again?
I take one if I do what he wants.
Oh, you get +1 if you do what he wants. Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
And if I don't, then I act under fire.
Models are beneath our notice, buddy. You need that mask. Grab it. 3 weeks. Come on. Get on it.
Is that Norman?
Yeah, it's Norman.
Cool.
So, you gotta unite the Pantheon. That's our gig. What are you pushing this car for? That's just silly. Don't worry about those jerks. Get the mask.
FYI for you in terms of physicality, so I'm on the right-hand side of the car.
Yep.
The face is strapped to my right hip next to the machete sheath.
No.
Machete's in the back.
She's had to think very hard about where her many guns fit about her body.
The mag is on my left hip, which is on quick draw to your head through the back passage.
Did you figure this out using some sort of action figure?
No, I just...
Do you have one of those,
does
like...
Does Barbarian have karate chop action?
No, just decided that's where they were.
Just managed to remember.
That's under
horrible horse.
It's I'm under fire if I don't.
Also, the grenade launcher is strung across my back. Like...
Yeah, yeah.
Guitar style.
So you're either going aggro or under fire.
Alright, so Norman has said, go get that mask. You need that.
Seduce again?
Yeah, remember how this turned out last time?
You were so good
at
it.
Well, your option is to kill her.
She reached all the way across you to roll down that window. I mean, come on, man. Come on.
Oh no, I've fallen.
What do you do?
I'd like to find out at this stage, just because I feel that it's important for you to know. Barbariana is ambidextrous and very, very good.
Sorry,
Miss. Should we know?
Yeah.
Is that...
I didn't hear what you said.
Sorry, Miri, what was that?
He's also a killing machine.
Well, what I'm asking is what does Dent do?
That was a bit of a spray.
Because that might escalate.
Purely visual, there were fingers involved.
It's not like I want our two killing machines beating the crap out of each other for very little reason, but I kind of do.
At the same time, that would be exciting.
Yeah, that's sort of what you're aiming at, right?
Well, that's what Norman wants. So
yeah, that's what Norman wants, so why are you going to go with
Can
Norman?
I re-attempt a hot, or is that kind of cancelled out?
As long as you're acting towards Norman's interests, you can do it.
Mm.
But he does if you start like trying to dick him around, he might leave you all alone again.
No,
I can't
He can whisper in your ear like Cyrano.
It's not dicking him around to try and
Cyrano. As long as you're trying to get it,
like you're actually trying to get it.
Come on, I'm not reaching that far.
Maybe not resorting to killing her.
Okay, as she's pushing the car, I'm just gonna kind of like lean on the window and start edging to the side.
Also, like I'll be in your support.
That's true.
Barbariana, Dent is attempting the sort of cinema arm reach over with
the entire car.
As the car's rolling, yes. As I'm going sideways.
Or this shoulder.
Does it make a difference to how well it works? Which shoulder it is?
Did you roll for what?
I don't know.
Alright, so it's...
We could make this work.
So it's your choice.
So Dent, a.k.a. the head of
the
Mad Dog Spa.
Ever, by the way.
I don't know, how does Barbariana feel about this fallen once Grand Generalissimo?
She's really not that impressed.
He's pretty buff.
He's put on a lot of muscle, but... It is kind of weird how he's always wearing that great theater mask.
And talking to the great theater mask like it was a person. And the fact that he can't accurately remember
who he is.
Great body isn't worth it.
Who's that?
If he's that shit crazy.
Great body, broken mind.
All right. Also, I've spent the last
God knows how long traveling the frozen
wastes. So you're lonely.
As a nomad bounty hunter, so if things start to come into my periphery, sort of like...
Yeah, no, she's lonely.
Suddenly and without warning, my immediate reaction to that is, like...
To shoot
arm
it.
Up, get the fuck away from
you
me.
May attempt to interfere if you'd like. It's entirely up to you.
So I'm either going for the grab of the wrist and twist to get it away from me, or if it's too close, I'm just going to punch the nerve cluster in the upper arm as it gets
interfere away. Roll your hex.
So you're going with Zeus then.
He's, Dent is once again attempting to be to seductively take the mask.
Nine.
Alright, so nine. So yes, you plus two is 11. Yeah, so you minus two for Dent. And Barbariana is not bothered by this so far. Nine. Oh, ten.
Take
minus
two is
two,
eight.
Eight. Yeah, minus one is seven. All
no,
right.
Plus one for Norman.
Plus one for Norman.
So eight.
So yes, you're in the semi-danger zone. So you have...
Danger zone!
Okay, so you have a choice because you are seducing, manipulating with your...
Wait, with... hang on, I still have a higher dice roll than you.
You do. But look,
you gave me penalties.
It's for an
interfere. So you've given him substantial penalties. So he has to make a choice. With this hassling in place... You may either offer Barbariana an XP for the mask, or have her act under fire to not give it to you because you're annoying. But Dent is the leverage in this case. She gets Dent to do with as she likes. Which might be weird, given she's a wolf-wearing crazed nomad.
Even wolf-wearing crazed nomads
to be
need
fair.
A soft touch.
What was... What was your history with Dent again? You had something.
I was one of the generals in
you killed somebody.
Oh, yeah, you had...
You have some serious history.
You had some Zoe and Mal history.
Mal, now...
Under the impression that he
what
is
what goes
crazy
on in apocalypse world
yeah.
stays in apocalypse world.
Okay.
So, Dent is kind of pathetic, but yes.
So,
but he's buff, but
hang on,
trying.
But I've got to just point out the logistics of this. We're pushing a car, so he's on one side of the car pushing. I'm on the other side of the car.
Like I said, I'm just imagining me like Johnny Bravo leaning on it and pushing it with my weight.
No, you've... As in my brain...
The logistics
could
go quite well.
We've got the rear doors open so we can push.
I've got
and
it literally...
You're,
yeah, so you're, both
you're
pushing
and he's not pushing. He's just come over to your side and
he's climbing
like, hey.
Across the fucking passenger seats in the back to be all like... Hey. He's just lying across the back passenger seat going... How you doing?
So, play that out.
Just still pushing.
Yeah, so you say, hey, well, he's already done his playing out and you got creeped out by it.
Well, yeah, work. Yeah. So, like I say, Dent, you have a choice. Acting under fire to not, or experience to do.
Oh,
so,
give him experience.
Alright, so he's offering XP for you to give him the mask. And the leverage is Dent's affection and company. So, he is sitting on the back seat.
What are you thinking about?
Play it out. See where it goes.
Do you come here often?
I'm thinking, why aren't you pushing your side of the car, Dent?
I'll get right on that. Your eyes are beautiful. Today.
Just specifically today, not the other day.
I was just gonna sort of look down at him and be like, okay, and keep pushing.
More cheesy one-liners.
In real life,
I mean,
you
rolled a total of an eight.
Get back on your side of the car and push. I can't do this all by myself. I mean,
you could.
I know
that
I'm
would
good.
Really zap your energy line.
It would. And
good
have to
dialogue
to the,
for that.
I have
all
right,
so
that's what I'm even
on that. On that
what are you me in the face doing later?
on that note, can we get the
If Dent said something that reminds Barbariana of the old days, what would it be? So we can work on this.
what would remind you
of the old days?
Isn't the blood, sweat, and guts that we spilt so sexy? Something like that?
No, I imagine it would...
Us pushing a truck full of ammo together.
Don't you get off on murdering a bunch of people?
Shut up, you guys. Between the two of them.
Have a moment.
Try.
No, I think the only thing you could possibly say to her right now that would restore some measure of respect and interest in giving you what you want would have to have something to do with one of the inspiring old, like, pre-battle war talks that you used to give the team. Like, let's go and kill them! Like, Tyrion Lannister style kind of thing. You know?
Remember the Titans!
Yes, you have to it would have to be an inspiring war speech. That would be like, maybe the Dent I know is still in there.
Yes, go.
No. I'm not making a Mighty Ducks reference. Yeah.
It only needs to be one fragment.
Yes, we watched it this morning.
What was it? I don't know.
Movie moment. Come on, let's do it.
He has to do the speech. Yeah.
In the voice. But
I still vote for Mighty Ducks reference.
No.
Bloody Canadians.
We're in Canada, remember?
Yeah, kinda.
Speech, girl.
To woo your heart.
Says the mama in the front seat.
He's just been watching this as though he's like back and forth between two stars in a soap opera.
He has to come up with something to get over his... No, wait, he doesn't care.
Alright, so what is it? Because, yeah, there's going to be something that sets Barbariana back a little. So what is it?
Remember that time we played ice hockey with the severed legs of our foes in the stadium?
Yeah.
The stars were bright.
I do remember. That was a good day.
I want to plant the bullets so that they may grow into flowers in the garden of your spleen.
Strangely, that works.
The garden of your spleen. Oh, no.
Yay, now they're in love.
I am born in the land, sort of. She smiles.
Oh my goodness, this
that.
So works.
It's like, Guess it worked. Close enough. So, yeah. In essence, what he's doing is offering you a degree of emotional support for the mask. But, yeah. Which counts as an XP point.
I was going to say, though, I really am not comfortable with why you want it or why I think you want it, and I really don't want to give it to him.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he's exchanging an XP point.
But he wants to impregnate your spleen.
Yeah.
With bullets.
He wants bullet baby. He wants
yeah, but that's what gets
right.
you, isn't
fucking
it?
Corpse mask.
I mean,
like,
you are literally in an armament, like, walking...
Mm.
Yeah. Bullets, you identify
yeah,
that.
Stop.
Come on.
Holding out. He
bullet
gave you this beautiful speech.
Be
his speech was super good. Give him the face.
Oh,
it's just a face.
It's still up to you. I just get the sense that
but
there's...
it's not
one.
Just a face. That's the thing. Like, she died, and her face came off. It's not a rotting corpse face. It's like no
stitchy
mask
silicon
style.
Face.
The whole
so
thing
why
came
do you
off.
Want it?
I have it because trophy, because bounty hunting nomad. And...
Give me a token of your affection.
What does logic have to do with it?
Everything.
Everything.
Wait, what does logic have to do with trophies? Not much. To be honest.
I
I really don't want to get it.
You don't have to. You can refuse the experience point and keep the face.
I think I'll do that. Yeah. I'm sorry, sir.
I get the feeling. Yeah. Up to you. But like, I get the feeling it does
how
raise
do
a little
reject
grin. But, yeah.
His...
Oh yeah.
It raises a grin, and I go, "Yeah, that was a good day. Can you get back on your side of the car now?"
Do I at least get a hex out of that?
Oh, maybe at the end, yeah. Maybe at the,
maybe
end.
At the end, yeah.
Alright, so
okay.
Throws up his arms and
I feel like Barbariana and Dent have definitely bonded over that.
I'm just gonna sit in the middle of the couch and be like, woman.
Okay.
How does Pedro respond to that?
And I would be like, seriously, push the car!
Okay, so now Pedro tries to seduce her to stop making us go to this event.
You're not going to an event, you're going to the...
No, to your workshop to stop making us go... No, to stop making us go to Mother Superior and just go to the workshop and leave it
so
there.
So wait, what was the plan?
Because
you guys
because
are lost.
Because
you
don't even know
the car
anymore.
Was fucked up on the way to Mother Superior's.
Yeah.
It wasn't
yeah.
working anymore. We are, instead of going there directly, we're going to this workshop, which I've heard of, which is...
Lemma's
workshop. We're going to see if we can barter something for the fixing of the car.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps killing all of the lemons.
Minions.
Great.
Lemons?
Lemons. Yeah, shingles.
Possibly helping her psychic buddies.
What?
Fucking up the shingles game
yeah.
and getting them all
loot. Don't worry, I didn't do that.
Give me
that's
all
just,
that loot.
I just keep going, okay, great job, guys. Push harder.
Now,
says Pedro.
Are you still tied to a bed?
And on the note of him being her being tied to a bed, you are in fact still shackled to the bed.
All right.
You have a couple of spare minutes before someone comes in. What do you do?
Oh, they've all left. I'm just hanging out. All
almost
right.
in anticipation of something.
Let us read that sitch.
Read the sitch.
Read the sitch.
You're tied to a bed.
7+1.
All right, 7+1 makes 8. You get one question. The moves are under the wine box.
You're tied to a bed. Don't ask that question. Am I tied to a bed?
That's not one of
darn
the questions.
It. Okay,
Fred.
Fine.
Well, what is my biggest problem? It's that you're
tied
to a bed.
I'll give you that one for free.
Yeah, that's free. You're tied to a fucking bed. All right,
well, the only obvious question here is what's my best escape route? /way in/way past. What's my best escape route?
You want to get out?
Yes.
Very much so.
That's not even words.
To a person with your skill set, the easiest way to get out is to give Wicked what she wants. Otherwise, you could break one of your hands.
Stripping.
I mean...
Fuck that. Okay, roll plus weird to channel into...
What does she want?
She wants October to spread the plague for her.
So you can
which
kill everybody in the whole city, or you
can
break your fucking hand to get out.
Sidnya? What's the name of the
spread the plague,
my occult glove?
Oh, the Revelation Gauntlet in... Oh, Celia, yes. Yeah,
Celia.
She still lives
okay,
in her brain.
Hold on,
yeah.
I need to write this down.
The Revelation?
Hold on.
She killed a psychic.
Please, what was
Celia.
Celia?
Saint, formerly Saint Celia. Yes, you murdered her.
She was
her.
De-sainted.
Yes,
well,
she was seduced and murdered by this one.
Things happen, you know what? Let's not dwell on it. Alright, moving on. I tap in using the things to see if Celia can free me.
Mm-hmm.
She's still possessing you. Okay.
Mm. Still
until the gloves
you,
off.
Yeah. She did want you to take that glove.
7, 8, 9, 8. 8.
Okay. Well, I figure that's more or less opening your brain. So.
Bugs crawl. Celia appears.
You struggle against the chains. The bugs sort of crawl underneath them. And yes, you do feel a presence, sort of hands on either side of your temples, saying, well, you are in trouble.
Again.
I can't help but feel that there would be better use of your funny little walkie corpse. I always wished I had legs like that.
Oh.
Maybe I could.
Oh. Oh!
Celia, you...
You didn't kill her, you realize. And you're wanting to her to help you.
You know what? Celia and, have a b- and I have a bond that
thighs.
You don't understand. You
thing.
Murder your people out of spite and because
yeah.
they're family.
Celia wants your legs.
Celia... Seriously? She's looking at my legs and she's like, yeah.
Oh, she does think, oh, I always wanted legs like that. Maybe I could have them.
Possession.
You're going to
Celia,
lose your
I'm
legs.
Chained,
it's not just your
I'm
legs.
Chained
she's
to a bed.
Take over your mind.
Mm, yes, you
things
are.
Are
chained to a bed.
Can
that
you
is
get,
correct.
Can you get me free?
What?
There is a very simple way to do that. Get out of the chains.
Celia, super useful.
I can't reach my hidden knives to pick the locks.
My specialization was always in. Spiritual guidance and psychic mindfuckery. Chains are not a strong point.
Knife reaching is out of the question.
I have a compromise.
Okay.
I'm going to smother your soul and take your body as my own.
I don't feel like this compromise is in your favor. Now you're going to be chained up
Do
and
it.
Not exist anymore.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Would you rather not exist anymore, or be dead?
No, be
no,
possessed.
Celia,
yes.
I need your help. I don't... We can be partners. We don't need to actually destroy each other even any further.
What's your point?
Fucking hell.
We have plans to enact...
She's not going to help you, dude.
You're dead, motherfucker.
Stop.
Fuck.
Celia.
Either spread the plague or get...
Or break your hand.
Shush.
Celia. If Wicked comes in here... She will take the plague from us, and she will spread the plague. We will get the plague too.
Oh, she's not going to take it from you. You'll be the first to get it.
Why do you want that? Why do you want my body if it's going to be
that.
Full of plague?
I don't want that.
Well, then let
I
me go.
Mind, you know, having this. But...
Well, you had a little bit of this.
Suddenly I heard a tapping, alas!
A tapping,
luck.
Tapping upon the bedroom door?
Pretty much.
Oh, nevermore.
Good luck.
Well, that was a thing that happened.
Wicked strides the fuck in. And she sort of slams the door behind her and sort of jumps up on the bed, kind of straddles you with a fuck-off big knife and starts... shiving off your clothes.
Have we met?
We've met, darling, you know me. Aha! Reaches into the wrecked remains of your shirt and pulls out the file. My old friend.
You could buy me dinner first.
Look, oh, you're
Amen,
hungry.
Amen, sister woman.
You can have all the shrooms you like in a moment. Just one thing I've got to take care of.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the plague she's got to take care of. Like, are you not following?
You know, it sounds
You're not
good.
Getting shrooms later.
You're getting death later.
All like I now.
We broke the friend.
Okay.
So if there's anything else you want to take care of, she says, unbottling the bottle and sort of sniffing it a little. Why say we get down to business?
Exactly.
Why? Oh, God. Just break a single hand and you could be out of this situation, except you've consulted with a
Roll
club
to...
and had your clothes removed.
I choose to seduce at this point.
What are you offering?
I am offering
the plague. Oh wait, you just gave it to her.
It only works when she takes her own clothes off.
What?
She didn't cut my jacket, right?
No, she didn't cut the jacket.
Oh, well,
she just cut your shirt in half.
Right. I mean, okay, like, the what rest of it we can...
The jacket is fine for now, but she has cut open your shirt, yes.
Ah, well,
So, what you're trying to do with the
in that case, like...
So, literally, what you have to offer is your body, and she has the plague, and she already has your body tied to a bed. So, your leverage is minimal.
This is like watching a bullet train in slow motion, crashing
into
five school buses full
of
special ed kids.
Look, I'll say it again. You make bad choices.
Jack.
All right, hold on.
I'm just gonna put it out there.
Put it out there.
Something. Try anything, would you?
Just do something, not nothing. That's the at this point.
Right. Either try to seduce her. I feel like it's not gonna work.
Do look. If you can offer anything that she doesn't already have, which is you chained to a bed.
And everything,
and your tattoos are maybe running out of ink. I don't know. It's the apocalypse, scarcity, etc. Look, can you offer her anything that she would want, or can you try another way out of this?
Yes.
What do you want?
I can get you Lem.
We've already been through that.
What? Really?
You said you told Nosferatu you were going to infect Lem.
That was Nosferatu.
And that was like 3 weeks
ago. She was busy fighting these guys.
And before you know it, you're all sleeping with Dr. Fucking Orange. I mean, what's the point of that? I found a rather more direct option, and I'm going to infect the ever-loving fuck out of you, and then everyone will be infected, because you're kind of like that.
Okay, number one, I'm a little insulted. Number two,
you're tied to a bed.
Number two, that's not a bad plan, but I have to admit.
I can't take this one.
Make such bad choices. She's interested in infecting, mutating, plague.
But number three, I know of someone that would be even better than me.
Who would be better than you?
And that is. There's this clown.
Oh no!
He's dead.
If she's interested in causing mutations and that's basically what this is.
No,
she's
really.
The plague is for what?
The undying are oddly unmutated.
What is the point of the plague?
Okay, so the point of the plague is if you don't die of it, you kind of become immune to radiation poisoning.
Ooh.
That's if you don't die.
So this is a public service. It's
a weird sort of revelation cult. So if you survive the initiation, then you are abnormally tough.
That doesn't sound like such a good
idea. I would be wondering how she's going to test this theory.
Oh, they tested it a whole bunch of times. Scientific method by killing a bunch of people already.
Yeah, yeah.
And the people who survived were super strong.
And the people who survived didn't die of radiation poisoning.
But what kind of radiation?
Now this is sounding distinctively
the
survival.
Constant background radiation.
You think you're going to be one of the survivors? The sculptor slash...
Maybe, you never know. I'm just wondering if
town
maybe
jester.
She could... I'm wondering if she could maybe...
What do you mean?
Town jester. You know what I mean.
Of an atomic bomb.
I'm sorry,
as
you know what I
their
mean.
Final judgment device.
It's a
movie,
I don't have
an atomic bomb.
You don't, but you know where one is in the boot of the car that you just jumped out of. Remember?
Leverage works in all sorts of ways if you can make it work. How are you going to make it work,
it's
Jack?
Like,
oh my god, offer something.
Yeah, try something.
Alright.
Our lives.
Says the narrator as Wicked begins to unbutton his shirt.
That's what I'm thinking but just hear me out for a second. They've got this plague. They know what it does, and they hope to be able to... They're basically breeding super soldiers, yeah?
Yes.
So, if she uses the plague on you, lots of people might die, but if she wants quick results on who is going to be proven the strongest, the fastest, how is she going to do that, other than just waiting for people to die of the background radiation that's always around? If she had, say, a doomsday device like an atomic bomb... She could spread the plague,
drop the bomb on the population and see who lives. Because the ones who've already got it and survived will definitely survive, so that's probably the core members of her cult.
So the bomb is your
leverage. So the bomb becomes your leverage. You say, don't give me the plague, because if you do, you won't be able to... you won't know where this is.
Which is great, because you've already promised the bomb to, like, five people.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that.
Yes.
And also...
That's brilliant.
More to the point, we don't even know if it works.
I have seen a fish that can destroy all... That's what we thought it was, right?
We don't actually know a giant
metal fish that through its... whatever we assume is radiation, that through the bugs of life that crawl through us all.
So Wicked sort of drops a jacket beside the bed. It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
I explain Reddit what I see as radiation in the rudimentary terms that I understand.
The crawling inevitability. That's what we want to crush!
Yeah.
And that's why we're in this together, October. She sort of clutches you by the face. It's like,
you understand.
Exactly.
It's all what we create, the art.
And that's why you're going to join us. Feel free to roll whenever you're ready.
All right. So, what am I rolling against?
Roll hot. And there it goes.
Hot.
Oh, wait.
Nine plus three.
Alright. So, yeah.
That worked.
Okay, so, yes, you promised to deliver her the atomic weapon.
If and only if she lets her go now.
Yes, if... No, if she doesn't infect you first.
She doesn't infect you
and lets you go.
And lets me go.
Yes, I can't deliver it if I'm chained to a bed.
All right, so
obviously.
And plague-ridden. You can't do that either, because the second we see
delivery.
You and you're covered in plague, I'm going to blow you up with my grenade launcher.
All right, so Wicked sort of sniffs the file again.
Okay, never mind.
Wicked sort of sniffs the file again and restoppers it and runs a hand over your face. But if I let you go, you'll die. It's so sad.
I haven't died yet.
Yes, but look, it's already happening. You're going with love, and that's a surefire sign.
This glove is a sign of how far I'm prepared. Oh, wait, this glove. This glove is a sign of how far I'm prepared to go. You feel it.
You run it through her greasy hair.
You're tied to a bed. How are you running anything?
She's unchained.
Okay.
She hasn't unchained you yet, but she is close enough that you can sort of run into that.
She doesn't
notice that the glove just passes through matter. And...
Well, you're not a brainer yet, so good luck with that.
This glove has power. Oh, wait, no.
Does it?
No, it doesn't.
Just pretend
it does.
Don't tell her that it doesn't.
No, it doesn't seem to have power yet. But, alright, you've got one chance. You deliver me the atomic fish by sundown. Or else, I will infect you, and then you'll infect all the other people. Then I'll eat you, because you're pretty, and I imagine you'll taste nice.
I do taste nice, thank
you.
Don't invite the cannibal to eat you!
Do we have a deal, October?
Of course we do.
Alright, so she sort of Eskimo kisses you and then shoves you off the bed before lying back. It's like, go on then.
By sundown.
What time is it?
The sun is up. The sun is up.
I feel like
you can't fucking tell. The sky is.
I feel like
forever.
It was the breakfast meal fight at.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I dig that.
All right.
Can I actually be somewhere in the vicinity of anyone else?
Yep. You begin to scurry off towards the atomic fish.
You can find more of the Liberation Industries role-playing podcast at our website, liberationindustries.net. Our theme music is Analog Boys by T. Gamble, courtesy of freesfx.co.uk. Until next time, folks, this has been Liberation Industries. You cannot find us, we don't exist.